As I say, Yogacara does acknowledge that experience comes to us in a very complex form, which broadly has two aspects to it. What's known as the inward perceiving aspect and the outward perceived aspect. In other words, there are aspects of your experience which are are objective to perception. So, you know, you touch the ground. And in that touching of the ground, there is a sense of resistance. There's sensations of resistance. And those appear, as it were, at the outward edge of your experience. And then, you know, in touching the ground, there are perhaps sensations of a mild discomfort or pleasure, depending on your taste. And, you know, when you touch that sensation, that feeling even, is, as it were, towards the inner aspect of experience. So do you see what I mean? Experience comes broadly spread between what appears more objective and what appears more subjective. There are aspects of experience that belong to the outer edge on the outward perceived aspect. There are aspects of experience that are more inward, are the inward perceiving aspect of experience. Yeah? Is this okay so far? Yeah? Dealing with these things, because, you know, you're starting to consult your experience, is sometimes a little difficult for me to read, because people are busy looking at their experience. So it's a bit hard for me to tell whether you're just completely baffled or thinking about something else entirely, or actually saying, ah, yes, there's an inward perceiving and an outward perceived aspect. But anyway, I take it from the affirmative grunts that you're more or less with me. And it will go on round and round it, so it'll probably get clearer as we go on. But already you can probably see that just even thinking along these lines already affects the way your mind works. If you start to think that there's a kind of buried assumption about what's out there and try to focus more on simply what is presented to you rather than what is assumed about what is presented to you, that alters the way in which you're conscious. That alters your mindfulness. So, you know, say you're looking at me. It's not much point in doing anything else, if you see what I mean. But if you think that there's no grasped, there's nothing that lies beyond the experiencing situation, well, you're going to focus more on what you immediately see. Sorry, it's all that there's choices there. Look at something else if you want. But you just see the colours, the shapes, the sensations that are presented immediately, so that you come immediately much more into the present situation. You're much less caught up with ideas. You know, maybe you've heard things about Subhuti, good, bad, and indifferent. Maybe, you know, you're wondering where his shirt came from. It's Indian, actually. And so on. So, you know, you've got sort of all kinds of ideas about what's in front of you that lie outside what's going on immediately. And we spend a lot of our time caught up with those ideas about what's there rather than what is immediately there. Of course, our ideas about what's immediately there are also part of the experiencing situation. But they are usually bound up with, our ideas are founded on the structure of consciousness as being conscious of something that's independent out there. So immediately when we start to look at things from the Yogacara point of view, we're brought into a greater degree of what we ordinarily call mindfulness. Ordinary mindfulness. Presence here, now, not assuming things about what's here. Even if we're conscious of the ideas that we're reading into our experience, we're conscious of those as ideas that we're reading into our experience, rather than as realities that lie beyond our experience. So immediately the idea of Vijñaptimatrata, of experience only, precipitates a stronger sense of immediately being present, of mindfulness of what's going on right here, right now.